Everybody ready on the right? Yeah. Let's do this. Late Ill Kid at One Young Soul, holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people? Today, all year, coming with another wonderful episode of, that's right, On Screen, Star Trek Discovery. I know your boy is a little scruffy, all right? But the reason why is because until the rent party, I'm staying scruffy. The rent party this Saturday, Halloween 2020. Man, it's looking like we might be live streaming just about all day. We got a morning service. We got an evening service. It's nothing but black comics, cosplay, gaming. The whole community is coming together to have a good time, party together, talk cool stuff with panels, be able to demonstrate stuff on streams with gaming. Also got live drawing going. I mean, not live drawing, excuse me. We got drawing going on, illustrators coming through, writers coming through. It's going to be a lot of fun. Look, it's Halloween. You ain't getting that COVID candy no way, all right? You know you just going to buy it straight from the store, whether it's Ralph's or Food Lion or Winn-Dixie or Safeway, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, wherever you going to get it at, all right? You ain't getting that COVID candy, so stay inside. Party with us. Have a good time because it's going to be myself. You know I'm being a house, but I ain't even important. We got Jason Reeves of 133 Art. That's right. From Changanji Obelisk to Retcon. We got Quinn McGowan. We got, bruh, Project Wildfire and the illest runs they've been. Operative.net. Like, all right, look. So those are the two guys that you think I'm working. Those two guys are working. And we all teamed up to do this rent party together. We did it in May. We had a lot of fun. We're doing it again on Halloween. So this Halloween on Nerd Soul, just everybody coming together, you know what I'm saying? The geek nerd community, all that. We're going to have a good time. Don't miss it, live this Saturday, 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time. We're going to have a good time. So with that said, I know y'all like, look, we up in here. We in space. We finally reconnected. All we want to do is know if we're going to be safe from here on out. All we want to know is the team going to get back together? Are they going to miss a beat? No. The thing that I love about this episode, and if you're new here, what up? Thank you. Welcome. Hit that thumbs up. You know what I'm saying? In hopes that you'll like what you're seeing. Or you can hit that thumbs down. You hit that thumbs down, no. I'm going to send the United Defense, you know, Earth Army after you. You don't want that. But for real, I like the fact that they, meaning the crew of the Discovery and Burnham, came back together. It was like old friends. And you might have an old friend, a friend that you may not have seen or talked to in, say, like 6 months to a year or something like that, maybe a little even longer. But once y'all meet, once y'all speak again, once y'all talk, you know, it's just like you pick right back up. And you're laughing and joking and having a good time. And that showed the connection that they had. And I really enjoyed that because with so much time passing and the way they handled the passage of time too. Let me say that. The way they handled the passage of time showed that there were, or at least audibly showed that there was some, you know, there was some hurt, some pain, some trepidation in Michael's voice. And whether maybe they would ever see each other again. So I like the fact that we got an opportunity to be able to meet again, you know, because, you know, with something like this, they could have dragged this out. There are other lesser shows that probably would have dragged this out until like the middle of the season or something like that. But we're back together in this episode 3, and we got to go on our first kind of little diplomatic mission, which I enjoy. But the time passing is something that I thought was really important to speak about because I like the way they handled it, showing her throughout the kind of like the seasons or the periods of her life for the year, and also seeing them reconnect. And it was just like, it was all happy, all smiles, tears, hugs. You even saw Giorgio in the back. Giorgio is one of those big softies. Like in the background, Giorgio was like, she gave it a slow head nod and like, respect. Because we know she still sees her as the daughter, she's her daughter. I mean, in the other universe, that's her daughter. And actually, now that they jump to the future, her daughter is gone. You know what I'm saying? She's passed away, gone. You know what I'm saying? All that. So there's this wonderful thing between them that's very matronly. And also, you see, since that moment between Burnham's mother and Giorgio in season two, you see that she's opened herself up a little bit more, which I enjoy. And you see that motherly nature jump through to her meeting with Book, because Book is like, hey, why are you in my ship? Whatever. She was like, I want to see who my daughter been gallivanting with. And he's like, first, we ain't been gallivanting nothing. Now, hold up. Let me interject for just a moment there, Book. All right, so you mean to tell me that a handsome young man and a pretty young woman, so not want, y'all ain't even bring it up. You ain't even shoot the shot, nothing. So the whole year, y'all was so busy. You know what? If that's what you say, okay. I'm not going to push it. I'm just going to say, I don't know if I believe you, but because especially the way they looked at each other when he was getting ready to leave at the end of the episode, I was like, psh, that's more than just like friendly respect right there. That's like, you my woman, you my man. That was that look that they gave. You know what I'm saying? He walked off, and then when he walked off, he gave a little look back. He peeked back a little, get a little peek. You know, come on now. We know Book will be back. We don't know when, but we know Book will be back. And on top of Book being back, I hope that he's back soon enough for us to see another cool scene with that cool ship that he flies around. And also, shout out to his cat, who is the queen. let's see. I did want to also give a shout to Tilly, who brought up something that I didn't think about in this episode, which was when she was talking about like her mother, cousins and stuff and everything. And even though we're about 1,000 years out, I mean, I guess there is a possibility for some descendants, or I guess not technically her descendants, but still family. You know what I'm saying? See how they coming to get me? See, I start talking about Star Trek. See how they do me? They come out here trying to stop a brother. But it just made me think about that. And not saying that they would follow a storyline like that up, but I guess that is a possibility. Like, your mother is gone, your father and stuff like that. But there is a possibility for familial connection. And if there is it worth it? What would that be like? It could be weird. But I'm not mad at the idea of something like that. I thought it was cool when she brought it up. And I was like, well, yeah, they're all gone, but that doesn't mean that your family is gone. Like, that doesn't mean that, like, the name, not the Tilly name, but whatever her last name is, you know what I'm saying? Is Tilly her last name? I can't remember. I, the girl been Tilly forever. I don't know if Tilly is her first, last, or nickname. I don't know. I've been calling her Tilly forever. But anyway, there's just something that, I think about, like, offhand, like, I wonder what that would be like, what that kind of reunion would look like and how it would feel on screen with people that are, like, connected by blood, but are brand new to one another. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was cool to bring that up, and I thought that was very interesting. But to round out the crew before we get on to the rest of the show, thank you, Sylvia Tilly. Thank you, Captain RGB. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you, Sylvia. Because I'm like, I don't know what the girl. I remember I was teaching this random, but I remember I was teaching this kid, and everybody called this kid by his nickname. And I remember I was trying to get his attention. I was like, boy, what is your name? I don't even know your real name. We have been calling you your nickname since I showed up to this class. I don't even know who are you. So that's how I felt about Tilly. So Tilly, you know, then she, you know, in the line, the long line of Tillys, you know what I'm saying? She could meet up with the rest of her Tilly folk. And Kevin Richardson said after 930 years, her family would be massive. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, unless this is, God forbid, unless most of her family were Starfleet officers, then that's a whole nother issue, because even Detmer asked, you know, like, how many people could have died or did die. And they were like, yo, millions, man. Like, you know, Shorty's losing blood by the gallons. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the Jizza. But to round out the crew, Captain Saru and his relationship with Michael Burnham is so great. But then also seeing him, the way he defers to her, it's not in a situation where there's no hate there. There's no jealousy there. That's the thing that I love about their relationship. It's like, they're just like, yo, we cool. We, you know, we crew. And he's like, look, there's something else we need to talk about. And Michael Burnham was like, nah, bro, you got this. This your thing. You got this. This is your shot. You killed it. We both wanted to be captain. You're captain, man. Like, you got this. Then don't second guess yourself. And I like the fact that now Saru doesn't second guess himself. It was more of a kind of just consideration, like, yo, I know this is something that both of us were doing, and I was just acting at the time, you know what I'm saying, and not trying to be shady. It's her being like, nah, man, you cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, look, we are square. We are fine. And loving that. And then even seeing them together at the end where they talk about the assumption of trust, you know, because when we get into the mission in a second, you know, he does have to just assume, like, Michael know what she doing. So I do like his kind of demeanor now. He's become such a better character. Us seeing Saru grow from, you know, season one, where, boy, I was not a Saru fan. And now where I'm like, yo, this guy, I trust him with the crew. I trust him. You know what I'm saying? Even to the moment where during diplomacy and stuff, where he might be kind of bullheaded, I like that we have a level guy in the room to weigh all the options. Even if the options he's weighing are stupid options and we need to move on and shoot somebody, at least he's there to say, all right, guys, Are we tripping? Are we about to jump out the window? Or are we right? You know what I'm saying? So with the crew out of the way, we got a mission. We got a diplomatic mission. Well, sort of diplomatic mission. We're like, yo, look, we got to get back to Earth, right? So look, let's get to Earth. We got the spore drive, yo. And the book, like, spore drive, like, yo, man, we got this. It's going to be crazy, right? So getting the spore drive, poof, go to Earth. We learn a lot about Starfleet and Earth where we arrive there. But I want to jump to the chat real quick. Kevin Richardson says, why did I love each time Saru and Burnham held hands? I didn't like him before. I love him now. Thank you. Yo, Saru was annoying. He got on my nerves. He was a kiss up. He was just one of those dudes that was like trying too hard to be like by the book. And it was annoying. But now, such a different person, going through the Kelpian, the Vahari or the Visarji or whatever he went through, you know, going through that, seeing Law, seeing his people as they were on the planet, changed him considerably. And he is such a better man, Kelpian, you know, for it. You know what I'm saying? He's a dope character now. And honestly, Saru was a Bormler. Yo, Saru wasn't that bad, was he? Was Saru a Bormler? I don't know. Was he a Bormler? Wow. Saru a Bormler. I'm kind of. Yeah, and Imran said, I always liked Saru because he showed Michael respect even after the war. Yeah, because, you know, after the war, people tried to shade her, and Saru still had her back. So, you know, props to Saru for that one. But seeing him now is great because when we arrive, we find so much out. We find out that Earth has left Federation Starfleet after the burn. Oh, and we learned so much about the burn in the kind of like the recap as well. You know, 700 years ago, everything was rendered inert. There was a huge explosion. All these ships blew up. Then, you know, people trying to find out whether it was on purpose, whether it was on accident. Don't nobody know nothing. Ain't nobody telling no stories. It's like when you're on the block and don't nobody want to speak to the cops. So don't nobody know nothing. She, you know, trading secret documents and tubes with names on them and stuff. And finding out that that Earth left Starfleet is something that's interesting to me, because that's something that is like, huh? Like, can you do that? Like, Earth is Starfleet. I mean, Earth, in my estimation, and once again, I will tell you guys, I have not seen every single Star Wars show, read every book, seen every movie. I have seen parts, a good amount of Next Generation, because my mom watched it like crazy, and probably about 80% of Deep Space Nine. I'm gonna actually watch it all the way through on Netflix, so I make sure, because I know, you know how you know you missed some episodes, but that, and then of course everything from Discovery. So, and then I've seen some Star Trek movies here and there, but to me, from seeing Deep Space Nine, from seeing TNG, from seeing the movies, not every single one, but a good amount of them, to seeing all of Discovery, Lower Decks, Picard, Earth seems to be, I mean, to me, if you were to ask me what is the heart, what is the spirit, what is the core of Starfleet, I would be like, Earth. Earth is Starfleet, man. Earth represents, you know, at least in my estimation, that's what I would say. So when they said that, you know, they left Starfleet, I'm like, can, you know, or left Federation, I was like, can you do that? I mean, aren't you the Federation? Like, it's like, yeah, Earth leaving Federation is like London leaving England. It's like, all right, Charlie, we out. It's like, what do you mean you're out? You're here. This is what you are. DS9 is my show. Watch from the time when it aired. Yeah, the funny thing is, when I interviewed, man, I cannot think of his name right now. It's killing me. But when I interviewed the showrunner, he was talking about how when they were serialized, they kept playing the episodes out of order. And when I was younger, I remember being like, yo, this stuff seems weird, because they would play the episodes out of order. And now that it's on Netflix, I've watched like a good chunk of it, but then you get caught off because you're doing other stuff and then got COVID, but whatever. But I'm planning on going back again and going all the way through it. Yeah, it's weird, but you know something bad has had to happen for them to leave the Federation and create the United Earth Defense Force, because they said she said something to the extent of like, we had to learn to protect ourselves or something like that. And that might just be an issue where she was like, hey, look, y'all ain't got no guns. All these people got guns. We ain't got no guns. So we got to hold it down for ourselves. We ain't got time for you to get yourself together. You know what I'm saying? Look, all your ships blew up. You can't protect us no more. So y'all need to go so we can do our own thing. That's the only thing I can think of. But it does, it stuff like that provides like a really good amount of story to chew on when thinking about the implications of like how the burn went down and where the Earth is in the idea of like galactic or universal protection. You know what I'm saying? Because it seemed like Earth is like, psh, y'all on y'all own. I mean, because we're quickly introduced to Wynn, and Wynn is one of these raiders, and they be coming around, they taking dilithium, and we find out through Michael Burnham doing her thing and Saru doing his thing, Michelle Yeoh, aka Georgia, doing her thing, we find out, oh, Wynn ain't even an alien. Wynn is a human. and we was on Titan, and Titan was supposed, Earth was supposed to have Titans back. And we sent some people to come and get help, and y'all shot them down. So, you know, it's one of those things where you see Earth has definitely, and maybe for some good or bad reason, has definitely become a very, very closed off, Iron Curtain-like place. They like, look, but I mean, I guess with Federation gone, I mean, I'm assuming, you know, the Earth, it's kind of like in Marvel Comics when, you know how like, you know, Earth's Mightiest Heroes, like Earth usually has a whole bunch of superheroes and people hate that, right? And you know, like they always come and try to attack Earth because Earth always got the illest heroes. Well, if all the heroes were to leave, be like, yo, Earth would be in a galaxy of grave robbers. You know, it'd be like, who's going? There ain't no X-Men. There ain't no Avengers. There ain't no Inhumans, and they halfway care anyway. There ain't no other superheroes like, you know, Spider-Man gone. There's no one there. And maybe Sword or Shield can do something, but come on, man. If all of them, it would be. I assume it was probably a situation like that where a lot of people was like, so you ain't got no protection, huh? Let me get that gold up off you. Hands up. If it's not tied down, it's mine now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm guessing maybe that's kind of what they went through and why they're so on edge now. But once again, going back to Saru brought them in a room together. Saru played Captain Daddy that day. He was like, look, hey, can we talk this out? Can this work? And he kind of like pulled their ears and like made them talk to each other. And you find out that there's a lot of misunderstanding on both sides. And they had an opportunity to reconcile to a certain degree. Big shout out to Kevin Richardson, says, having a South African woman play the role of the captain. Yes, black people in space. Yeah, that's another thing. That when they opened up, and I was like, oh, hold up. So she running it? I was like, oh, snap. I was like, that was dope. And seeing the United Earth Defense come on, and the way they operated was, it was a little disrespectful. It was a little disrespectful. I mean, they was coming through like, nice place. They came through their ship like Rick James went through Eddie Murphy's house. All right? That's all I'm going to say. If you don't know the reference, I can't help you. But I'm just letting you know, they went through the Discovery like Rick James went through Eddie Murphy's house. And that's just totally disrespectful. All right? Homie, we gave him some help. So seeing that leads us to even deeper mysteries, because on the United Earth Defense Force side, they're like, hold on, this shit mad old. You know, this ship, oh, where y'all get all this? And it's in like pristine antique condition. How y'all do that? There ain't no way. This is from like the 24th century. How y'all get this nice stuff here? It's like, oh, well, you know, we keep things nice. But the way they rolled through it, and then also seeing our new character, and I can't remember her name. Let me see if I can pull her up. But the new character who is like, I don't know, Tilly Jr. Maybe that's a little unfair. Maybe, you know, I can't just go giving people Tilly's, you know, rank when they haven't done what Tilly done did. You know what I'm saying? I can't be like, yo, all right, you gonna be the new Tilly, and I ain't even gonna give, you know what I'm saying? It's like, look, all right, ease up. But she does. Oh, Adira, thank you. So Adira comes through, and she's part of the crew of the United Earth Defense. And you can see she's weird, she's off, she's quirky, and I'm like, oh, she's gonna be the new character. And honestly, when we found out that she shut down the the like the transponders and the teleporting and beaming in and out, I was like, is she working with the dude? Is she working with Wynn? Like, why is she, what's going on? But then we found out, oh no, she the dude that called, well, sent out the call to anybody. Like, she the one that put out the call. All right, cool. All right, so we all right now. Even though, you know what I'm saying? Look, I think the boat is full on quirky characters right now. We could have had a regular character, but look, all I'm saying is we fill up on Tilly. All right. We don't need Adira. Don't come in here with, look, all right. I know you got a parasite inside you. We're trying to get new information. There's tons of stuff to learn, and that's great. But I don't need wacky hijinks from you. To you're young, you're impressionable. You're going to act like you're the smartest person in the room. You got new knowledge. We got old knowledge, and we ain't got time for it. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. If I was on the ship, I'd be like, look, we ain't got time for it. If you're coming on the ship, you got to be for real. We ain't playing no games. Shout out to the chat. NRAM says, so I wonder if we are supposed to refer to Adira as they. I don't know. I mean, I guess they'll let us know. I mean, for now, she, because I don't know, because she's a she. But I mean, if we call her captain, no, was it general? Who's the dude that call her general or whatever, or admiral, whatever she was? I don't know. Look, but if I don't say they, it's not a disrespect. That's not this type of channel. I don't get down like that. So if you are watching that and you're like, oh, you need to call her they, and you're doing this and you're, no, that's not the thing. I saw she, so I said she. It's a natural whatever. And actually, we don't even know if they want to be called they, because they technically don't exist, because she can't even access his memories. So is he even really alive? And then look, man, we got enough to do with Star Trek, all right? We got enough to do with Star Trek. So, with this, we have like this idea that we can hopefully extract him from her, and they can both be alive, maybe, possibly. But you know, from the previews, it doesn't look like she's going to be separated anytime soon. And, you know, that could be good. That could be bad. Because since it is parasitic, I wonder if she could be on a, like, could she be on a ticking time clock, you know, with this? Or is it kind of like a parasite where, you know, it's parasitic, but it's not lethal? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know that doesn't sound good to people that have parasites. I'm just saying, like, maybe it's a parasitic relationship, but not in the relationship of something like, I don't know, like the anime parasite or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's not like that. It's just like a parasite where they in you and they be like taking like your nourishments, but they don't be killing you though. So I don't know. Man, look, I ain't no scientist. All right, look, they on the science vessel, not me. So, man, just take her up to what's the dude, Hugh? Hugh the one? Is it Hugh? Or the other dude? Have an inspector out, man, and she be all right. You know, it's symbiotic. Yeah, it's symbiotic. They both together and they living in, I don't know. They figure the trill doesn't hurt the host. Cool. So she be all right. And then we'll see if they can ever separate to get the knowledge, because now we know the knowledge is possibly there. And I'm pretty sure the knowledge is a bombshell, because this is some knowledge that they probably gonna make us work for. But with that said, man, you have things like Earth Defense Fund, people making statements like Earth hangs people out to dry. You got Papa Saru, you got you got this beautiful scene of the crew like saying goodbye to Earth, you know, like going to get some of that good earthy in the air, you know what I'm saying? I thought it was beautiful, man. I thought this was a fun episode. It was a nice way to get us all back together, get us engaged. Also, We got to see the kind of power people are rolling with. Because remember, Discovery back in the day was the illest, all right? They took one hit and it was like, our shields were down. It was like, our shields are gone. That's it. One hit. We used to be a hero. Now we zero. But nah, I mean, still, nobody got a spore drive though. Aha, aha, aha. So if we really want it, because you know Saru, like, we don't shoot first, we Starfleet. Look, Starfleet got to change, man. It's year 3000, son. Is it 3000? They in the year 3000, all right? Or 3050 or something. I don't know where. They way in the future, all right? We got to change some of these Starfleet rules. Rule number one, punks jump up to get beat down. That's rule number one. Rule number two, I don't know, always keep your communicator on you at all times. Rule number three, discover things and don't mess up first contact. Rule number four, when you do second contact, like, don't kill nobody. I don't know. Rule number one, don't be saying you ain't going to shoot nobody. You don't know if you're going to shoot somebody. Look, we'll see. That would be my rule number one. Be like, you going to shoot somebody? We'll see. We don't know. Oh, 3189. Thank you. So 3189. Yo, look, at 3189, I don't know if I'm going to shoot somebody. I don't know. It depends on what happened when you come up to my ship. All right? I might say, hey, black alert, the phaser's on. Or I might be like, look, let's chill. But I ain't going to say we just don't never shoot. All right? But I still got love for Saru. You know what I'm saying? I still got love for him. Last thing I will remark upon is, Michelle Yeoh is an amazing actress. I love her in this show. Like, everybody in this show gives it. I love her in this show. Because she was like, you tasted that little bit of freedom. You don't want to come back? You got rules and stuff? Rules. You know, man, you had a taste of real life. You had tasted the fruits. They probably did some other tasting too. I don't believe Book on that. But anyway, Kevin Richardson said, gotta shoot first now. The shields are so weak. Yep, that's right. Shields are weak. Plaka plaka. Every day. You know what I'm saying? Chitty chitty bang bang. You know, I ain't going back to jail. But nah. That, and I don't know why it hit me the way it did in this episode, but the music. The music really stood out to me in this episode. I've always loved the music in Star Trek Discovery, but this episode, it just stuck out to me that the score really worked well with all the emotional beats. Show is still good, man. Show is still a lot of fun to watch. And I am definitely interested to see where Earth ends up with this whole Earth Defense Fund or whatever. I mean, not Earth Defense Fund. Got their own defense fund. If you just $1 a day, you can help defend the Earth. but with this Earth Defense Force, see where that goes. See where this kind of rebuilding of Starfleet goes. Because, like I said in episode one, I'm sure there's a lot of people that like the galaxy just how it is with no Starfleet. They've had 700 good years of no Starfleet. And now all of a sudden here you come back wearing your outfits, walking around with your communicators. You ain't gonna put no stuff on us no more. No rules, directives. You ain't gonna be protecting people. We are raiders. So I am interested to see the response from the wretched hive of scum and villainy towards the Discovery and people that align with the Discovery. And I know y'all like how I mix that up. Thank you. Kevin Richardson says, he was the composer on Counterpoint, and that show is amazing, and the music was amazing. Cool. Thank you. I'll take that out. And then also NRAM said as well, this composer is amazing. I didn't think he would be so good. Yeah, I'm digging it. So another good episode, guys. We are in another good one. Thank whoo, because I was, you know, because when you have a season finale like season two, sometimes you worry because you're like, yo, show is good. Maybe we should just leave it alone. I don't know if it could get no better, but Show is still good. I still enjoy the characters. Everyone seems like themselves. Nobody's like playing out of character or anything. Music is great. The effects are awesome. The way this thing is shot is on another level. Yo, I'm still here. I'm still a fan. So I don't like. I will give this to CBS again. CBS, bring it in. Bring it in. It's your time, CBS. Go and bring it in. CBS, I don't like the fact that Star Trek Discovery is behind a paywall. I think that Star Trek should always be on television, free for everyone. But with that said, I understand that times and things must and do change. What we've gotten with this change is Star Trek Discovery, which I love, Star Trek Lower Decks, which I love, and Picard, which in my opinion needs some work, but I'm not mad at it. You're doing some good work. I appreciate it. I thank you for giving me something cool to see every week. See, y'all thought I was going to be mean to CBS, and I wasn't. I was nice. I was nice to CBS. Usually CBS come down here, not be mean, but nope, CBS, thank you. I'll end the episode like that. Nothing else. Nothing else to say. Shouts out. I didn't mention the director of this episode. I didn't catch who it was. Who directed this episode? I don't know. Was it? Jonathan Frakes. Oh, snap. Jonathan Frakes did this episode. Nice. You know what? That's an icing on the cake on this one. I didn't know, because I knew he was directing the episode this season. I didn't know it was this one. So you know what? That's an icing on the cake. There it is. That's the icing on the cake. Because I didn't know which one he was directing. I just knew he was directing a episode. Kevin Richardson said, this is going to be the first season with the same showrunner for the whole season. This season should be great. I'm happy. I was with them from the beginning, so I'm glad they added a lot more shows, including the classics. Yeah, so CBS All Access for me, I would say maybe not the commercial free version, but it is getting close to being worth the commercial version. They have, outside of Star Trek has some dope stuff. You got Discovery, Lower Decks, and you got Picard, which is coming around. You know, we'll see how season two does. Because I'm still on the fence with season one. But you have Evil, and I love that show. I love Evil, and I really want a lot more from that show. After that first season, I'm just like, just keep crushing it. And All Rise is a nice palate cleansing show. So I enjoy that one too. So CBS, usually I bring you in and I scold you, but no scolding. Thank you for this week and I appreciate you. So guys, with that said, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all them places. Hit the thumbs up if you like what you're seeing. Hit that thumbs down. If you hit that thumbs down, I'm going to send Wynn after you. And Wynn is going, he's going to be mean at first, but then he's going to be kind of like, he's going to be kind of remorseful and old in the end. But don't worry about it. Then podcast, if you would rather listen, because I mean, hey, look, you got to get your listen on sometimes. And Spotify for music. Don't sleep. I got them beats. So with that said, tomorrow, Mandalorian comes back, y'all. We back. We all up in space. We got Star Trek and we got Star Wars. We everywhere. We all up in space. So tomorrow, Mandalorian comes back. And then on Saturday, we have, that's right, the Rent Party, 11 a.m. PST, 7 p.m. PST. All day we will be rocking. The Rent Party is going to be straight flames. Do not sleep. Don't go out and get that COVID candy. Stay in, party with us. Comics, cosplay, panels, gamers, artists, illustrators, writers, all that. We got a whole bunch of fun for you. 133 Art, check them out. Project Wildfire, check them out. Super dope. We formed like Voltron to make this happen, and I'm so excited for it. There's a lot more work to go in before it's done, but we working on it now. So Let's see. Sunday, we've got Blood of Zeus. And after that, I don't remember. We got a lot of stuff. We got a whole bunch of stuff going on. So don't sleep. Guys, till next time, I'm going to leave y'all with Arkatron, Arkatron. Big shout out to the chat. Kevin Richardson, NRAM. Early along, we had Captain RDG. Man, you guys, it was fun hanging with y'all and talking some Star Trek. Gotta give it to them, man. They killing it. So, of course, until next time, this is me, you saying thanks for watching and peace. See y'all.